Thank you for coming in, Tom.
My pleasure.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I have lived in Salmon Arm about 14 or more years now. Came here actually in the year of the fire, so I guess that's about 16 years. And I work in a forestry software firm that has global clients, and I do project management for them.
What brought you here?
I had an opportunity to get away from Vancouver, and I took it. I actually worked for Foresight Consultants when I first moved here, and then I've actually joined back to a Vancouver company, but I get to work from my house, so that's good.
What have you been doing since you came here?
I work as a consultant in the forestry industry, and since I've joined to Trimble Forestry, I've worked as a project manager, coming into large clients, setting up systems for them, managing budgets.
What do you like most about living here?
I love the Shuswap. This is the most beautiful place on earth. I like the seasons that we get, four of them. I love the nature that's around us, even though I'm not particularly an outdoorsy kind of person. And I just love the people. This is one of the most generous communities I've ever seen.
What do you like least about living here?
That's a hard one, because, of course, what some people don't like is what some other people do like. But I find that our city sometimes gets embroiled in controversy and slows down the growth of the city.
What are your most important values as a person?
I think we have to listen to each other and respect one another, work together as people. So I value people who will listen and share ideas and be able to work together.
Who are some of the people you particularly respect in this community?
I've worked a lot with people from the Shuswap Theater, so like James Bowlby and others down there. I have high regard for them and the work that they do. Very giving people, Monica Gail Kreese, people who really give back to the community, and I love to see that.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
I think our most important issue is really how we move the city ahead and guard the natural beauty of our area at the same time. And I know we have a lot of tension in that in the city between the environmental groups and the growth groups, if you like. But it's how we find the way forward that manages all of our values together that's going to be the most important.
What is your main reason for running for office?
I want to give back to my community. I believe I have the skills to work within a board, to set the vision for the city, to manage the budgets. And this is a place that I've come to love, and I'd love to be able to give back to the people of Salmon Arm.
What do you hope to accomplish if you are elected?
To be honest, the first time anybody comes into a position like City Council, the most important thing you can accomplish is to learn the job. And so in the first year, I'm going to be digging in like mad to find out all of the information that I need to know to really be able to do the job properly. Beyond that, I hope that we can be a council that addresses some of the major issues in the city that are before us in this next term, whether or not we go ahead with the underpass, what we do with the liquid waste management, how we position the city to attract businesses and to have jobs locally. Those are some of the things I think are on the plate for the next term, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that.
What would you like to leave as a legacy after you step down?
Wow, now that's a very far-reaching question. If I'm elected, I intend to run again in the next election after that, and I'm not really looking forward to stepping down yet. Haven't quite gotten in yet, so it's kind of a hard one to answer. But if I had any legacy that I could leave to the city, it really would be to see the city on a firm platform for attracting business that will maintain the quality of life that we have here, which is really due to the place where we live, the mountains, the lake, particularly our lake, and that we would maintain that and still be able to grow to a size where we can have the services in town that we all wish we could have.
Thank you, Tom.
You're very welcome.